This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Business News with a highly local flair, bringing you this week's Greater Fort Wayne Business Weekly, covering trends in business innovations in Northeast Indiana, from the bigs to your favorite mom and pop entrepreneurs, right now on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Business News, and I'm your reader, Natalie Nelson, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from Greater Fort Wayne Business Weekly, copyright 2025, KPC Media. And now, I'll begin with Greek Restaurant Opens in Huntertown by Mary Ann Gates. Dateline, Huntertown. A taste of Mediterranean cuisine is available in Huntertown. A new Greek restaurant, the Cucina, 15805 Lima Road, opened recently. The word cucina is Greek for kitchen. Formerly, the site at the intersection of Old Lima Road and Trinity Street was most recently home to the Salt and Pepper Scratch Kitchen. The Cucina trio of co-owners, Roly Demisarius, Dawn Folsom, and Elizabeth Michalidis, collaborate on menu items and divide restaurant duties. They began by remodeling inside and outside. A new coat of olive green paint dresses up the exterior. Demisarius said he handles much of the business side of the eatery while he learns more about the kitchen side of the business. Meanwhile, Folsom is the chef at the Cucina. She was the chef at the former Salt and Pepper restaurant also. Similarly, Michalidis handles many of the daily operations at the Cucina. Michalidis has owned various restaurants and run kitchens for more than 20 years. We have a really good starting staff to make sure we have some good food, Demisarius said. The new, adaptly named restaurant serves up a variety of Greek specialties with a mix of popular favorites. We kept a good portion of the original menu. We are going to have some pizzas and some Mediterranean-style pizzas as well, he said. We are keeping Dawn's amazing brisket and pulled pork. She does amazing smoked meats, he said. A new layout inside invites diners to order a freshly made meal from the steam table. These items include brisket, pork, and souvlaki, a Greek shish kebab. Other items include smoked potato wedges, lemon potatoes, and Greek rice. Right now, 60 to 70% of the menu is going to be available in the steam tables ready to go, Demarius said. Getting food quickly from the Cucina is expected to be a signature feature of the tiny restaurant. Our goal is to have people wait less than 10 minutes to get their food, he said. Tall, twin refrigerated cases hold freshly prepared salads, hummus, or vegetables. Similarly, traditional Greek desserts are also available from the glass front coolers. They include baklava, the cheesecake of the week, and rice pudding. In a nod to serving good food that is flavorful and healthy, only olive oil and avocado oil are used to preparing food that is either baked, grilled, or smoked. The Cucina does not offer fried foods. It is going to be a clean food that is still really flavorful, Demisarius said. Currently, there is an outdoor seating for about 25 people on a small covered patio in front of the store. According to Demisarius, plans call for picnic tables behind the restaurant that are expected to seat 20 additional guests under the trees. Menu items include spanakopita, features savory layers of phyllo dough filled with spinach and feta. Tzatziki, a popular dip made with Greek yogurt, cucumber, garlic, and fresh herbs, is served with cucumber and tomato. The Cucina salad combines mixed greens, bell pepper, cucumbers, beets, garbanzo beans, served over potato salad with the Cucina house dressing. The Smoker is a 14-inch pizza topped with smoked pulled pork, smoked beef brisket, smoked bacon, and mozzarella cheese. It is served with barbecue sauce. Pediatric Physiatrist joins Alliance Health Centers. From Staff Reports, Dateline Fort Wayne. Alliance Health Centers, AHC, officials announced September 15th that Audrey Sofair, MD, has joined the Alliance provider team and is welcoming patients. Sofair, a pediatric physiatrist, has been serving young patients in the Fort Wayne area since 2020. She is a specialist in physical medicine and rehabilitation, dealing with musculoskeletal and neurological issues in children. Dr. Sofair is an exceptional pediatric physiatrist whose expertise, compassion, and dedication set her apart. Dr. Tony Giaquinta, medical director for Alliance Health Centers, said in the announcement, "She brings a rare blend of clinical excellence and heartfelt care, helping children and their families navigate complex challenges with confidence and hope. In her new role, Sofair will be an essential part of a new team AHC has created to partner with Turnstone in providing coordinated, comprehensive support for the needs of pediatric patients with physical and/or intellectual disabilities. We are very excited about the potential of the multidisciplinary team we're building to wrap around kids and their families," said Dr. Nikki King, Chief Executive Officer, AHC. "From primary care to various therapies to behavioral health and psychiatry, our team will provide expertise to help families create better lives for their kids. For instance, Dr. Sofair will work with the primary care team to diagnose and treat physiological disabilities and delays. Removing barriers to care. This spring, Turnstone announced its partnership with AHC and the creation of a clinic at its 3320 North Clinton Street facility to serve as a hub for these and other services. The goal, according to that announcement, making it easier for clients to receive the care they need without the added burden of transportation challenges, which often prevent people with disabilities from accessing timely health care. The integration of these services is expected to improve physical, mental, and behavioral health outcomes, reducing reliance on emergency services while enhancing overall quality of life." King said that some of the AHC services are now available at the Turnstone Clinic, including primary care, mental health counseling, and pediatric physiatry. AHC primary care providers have undergone specialized training on identifying and documenting the histories of children with disabilities. Rehab professionals from both AHC and Turnstone will provide physical, occupational, and speech therapies. Later this year, support groups for families and caregivers and other mental health support is expected to be in place, along with more behavioral health services, including counseling for children ages 4 and older, and psychiatric evaluations for aggression and other behaviors. Experience in brain injury, neuromuscular conditions, and rehab. Sofair received her medical degree from SUNY Health Science Center in Brooklyn, She completed a residency in combined pediatrics, physical medicine, and rehabilitation through Albert Einstein College of Medicine and Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx, New York. In addition, she completed fellowship training in neurorehabilitation at Burke Rehab Hospital in White Plains, New York. So Fair is a member of the American Academy of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, the Indiana Society of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, and the American Academy of Cerebral Palsy and Developmental Medicine. She is certified by the American Board of Electrodiagnostic Medicine. Prior to her arrival in Fort Wayne 5 years ago, Sophia was a consultant physiatrist at Mercy Medical Center in Sioux City, Iowa. After 12 years as a pediatric physiatrist in Children's Rehabilitation Center in White Plains, New York. She has also served pediatric rehab medicine patients at the Westchester Institute for Human Development in Valhalla, New York. It is an honor to join this exceptional healthcare team whose commitment to the community is admirable, Sophia said. I am grateful for the opportunity to work in such a unique and meaningful setting. SoFair's office hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. To schedule an appointment, patient families should call 260-266-0780. Alliance Health Centers provides primary medical, OBGYN, and behavioral health care for patients of all ages. Parkview Health provides financial and operational support to Alliance Health Centers, and clinic providers are leased from Parkview Physicians Group. Pediatric patients with Medicaid or who have no insurance are accepted. To learn more about Alliance Health Centers, visit myalliancehealth.org. Last fall, AHC was honored in the areas of quality, access, and health disparity reduction by the Health Resources and Services Administration, HRSA. Allen County Surveyor brings home statewide award. From Staff Reports, Dateline Allen County. For the second year in a row, Allen County brought home an award recognizing its commitment to wise hydrology. This year, Allen County Surveyor Mike Frucci was honored at the 2025 Annual Conference of the Indiana Association for Floodplain and Stormwater Management, INAFSM, with the Excellent Strides in Floodplain Management Program Award. Last year, Allen County's water quality hydrologist, Matt Jarrett, was recognized for excellence in stormwater management. Surveyor Frucci said, "It is an honor to be recognized with this statewide award." Earlier this year, administration of the floodplain in unincorporated Allen County and the communities of Grable, Huntertown, Leo Cedarville, Monroeville, and Woodburn moved to the surveyor's office. "My entire team is working toward the safe and sensible management of the water in our county, which includes protecting our floodplain areas. I know we have excellent protocols and programs in place to make that happen. While I appreciate the individual recognition, this success was only possible through the diligent work of our staff and support from the county commissioners and the county council." Frucci is a professional engineer and certified floodplain manager who has 8 years of service with Allen County. He is a graduate of Carroll High School and Taylor University with a Master of Arts in Physics from Ball State University. Learn more about the Surveyor's Office on the Allen County website at www.allencounty.in.gov/509/surveyors-office. The membership of INAFSM includes federal, state, and local government employees, as well as engineers, consultants, planners, and other professionals working in the floodplain stormwater management field. Longtime hospital employee named Bluffton Street Fair Grand Marshal. From Staff Reports, Dateline, Bluffton. Bluffton Regional Medical Center announces that one of its most dedicated employees, Barry Koshby, has been selected as the Grand Marshal for the 2025 Bluffton Street Fair. This honor is especially meaningful for Crosby as it fulfills a childhood dream of leading the parade in a community celebration he has cherished since he was 5 years old. "When they told me I was Grand Marshal, I cried. My dream and goal was to be that someday. I thought that would happen later in life. It just warmed my heart to know that people loved me that much to give me that honor," Crosby said in the announcement. "I've been in Bluffton for 71 years. I know everyone, and they know me. I get to care for people and love people, and that's the best part of my job, is helping somebody," he added. Crosby has helped in preparations for the community event for 25 years and stays until the last ride leaves town. His family will walk with him in the parade, continuing their support for their community. "To me, the street fair is the best thing to happen to Bluffton. You get to see everyone and enjoy the rides and games. Actually, my wife was not my first choice to ride in the carriage with me. My friend and longtime street fair pal, Gary Bolander, was, and she understood. It just runs in our veins," he added. For almost 19 years, Barry Crosby has been a pillar of the Bluffton Regional Medical Center family, serving as a visitor representative. Known for his commitment and warm spirit, Gary has touched the lives of countless patients and colleagues. His dedication to his work in this community has made him a beloved figure both within the hospital and throughout Bluffton. Julie Thompson, Chief Administration Officer of Bluffton Regional Medical Center, said in the announcement. First residents move into the Elex at Electric Works in Fort Wayne. From staff reports, Dateline, Fort Wayne. Electric Works has officially welcomed the first residents to the Elex, a mixed-use, mixed-income residential development at the heart of the Innovation Campus along Broadway. This marks an important milestone in the second phase of a project designed to impact community and economic development and respond to critical community needs. Named after the Association of Women Employed by General Electric, first established in 1916, the Elex offers a total of 296 apartments, with a limited number of units still available for lease in the first phase. A second phase will begin leasing in late 2025. Residents enjoy a mix of lifestyle and convenience-focused amenities, with direct access to a parking garage and the Electric Works campus, which features co-working spaces, community events, public art, a local food hall and market, plentiful parking, and unique outdoor spaces, a planned fitness and wellness center, and additional services are slated to open in 2026. The Elex includes a mix of housing options, with 59 units reserved for residents age 55 and older. Integrating universal design, including 12 apartments developed for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Data from national research sources demonstrate the critical need for housing, market rate, and income-restricted options throughout the U.S. For example, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce highlights an estimated loss of nearly $8 billion in economic output for the state of Indiana from 2008 to 2025 due to a shortage of housing. The Elex supports the community's vision of a live, work, shop, play, and learn innovation district at Electric Works, which is focused on responding to and changing important economic and community development indicators, including, according to the Indiana State Housing Dashboard in Allen County, 30.9% of the households are renters. The same data shows that 44.5% of renter households in Allen County are cost-burdened or severely cost-burdened. Cost-burdened households spend 30% to 49% of income on gross housing costs. Severely cost-burdened households spent 50% or more of their income on gross housing costs. This issue of cost burden is particularly acute for seniors, with 72.4% of senior renter households in Allen County experiencing cost burden. The ELIX sets a new standard for inclusive, community-centered apartment living in Fort Wayne, said Kevin Biggs, president and owner of Biggs Group, one of the development's key partners. With thoughtfully designed accessible units and a range of amenities that support everyday life, this residential community delivers real value to individuals and families across income levels. Senator Todd Young, Republican of Indiana, joined leaders from Electric Works last fall to celebrate construction progress on the ELIX, speaking about the high costs of housing nationwide. He highlighted the public-private partnerships formed to advance the project as a model for communities looking to increase housing options and improve their quality of place. Reflecting Electric Works' broader mission of community integration, model units were furnished by Blackbird Design, a local firm based at Electric Works. The apartments also feature artwork sourced from Broadway Corridor studios and galleries, further demonstrating the project's commitment to supporting local talent and Fort Wayne's creative economy. Over 700 skilled workers have contributed to the construction progress on the ELIX, with more than 90% of the labor sourced from the Northeast Indiana region. Residents of the ELIX have access to shared amenities, including an outdoor entertainment area and private park, bike storage, pet spa, bistro lounge with coffee bar, fitness center, and parking garage. Some amenities are available now, and others will be accessible upon completion of the second phase of construction later this year. Partners in the ELIX development include Encora, Wegen Construction, Biggs Group, and M Squared, a women-owned real estate investment platform focused on creating mixed-income, mixed-use projects that promote affordability, sustainability, and diversity. For more information about Electric Works and its ongoing developments, visit www.fortwayneelectricworks.com. For leasing information, visit www.elix-living.com. Economic Works is a mixed-use district of innovation, energy, and culture developed as a public-private partnership between Encora and the City of Fort Wayne, Allen County, and the State of Indiana. A redevelopment and adaptive reuse of the former General Electric campus, Electric Works is on the National Register of Historic Places and includes more than 1 million square feet of space with office, innovation, education, healthcare, retail, entertainment, residential, and community uses to create new opportunities for inclusive economic growth. For more information, visit the Electric Works website at https://fortwayneelectricworks.com. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Natalie Nelson with Business News. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.